in order to smell, they have sukkariyot instead of latkes, or in addition to latkes, or whatever it is. But it's funny, you cannot get sukkariyot the day after, the week after Hanukkah for sure. Things just disappear. It's like an amazing thing. Also, that other thing that you only have during the winter, what's it called? Krembo. It's a very funny thing. Like in America, you're used to the idea that, whatever is there one type of year is there the other type of year. So, even the processed food is seasonal. But okay. But in any event, this is what Hanukkah is about, the spiritual struggle. Now, I want to tell you a little bit of history here. And that is the following. First of all, the heroes of the Hanukkah story are a small group of people. You have to know, most of the Jews assimilate. Most of the Jews at the time of this story were not keeping mitzvahs. Some of them were not keeping the mitzvahs because they were afraid they would lose their lives. So you can't blame them so much. But many Jews were not assimilated because they were afraid of Antiochus. They liked Greek culture. They liked the emphasis on beauty, on athleticism, on literature. And in fact, Greek philosophy, Greece is descended, Yavan. And Yavan is descended from Yefes. Yefes is Noah's third son. And Noah gave a bracha to Yefes. Yavdel ekin liyefes. Hashem will give beauty to Yefes. The Yishtay v'yalei Shem, and he will dwell in the tent of Shem. Shem is Shem ben Noach, and Shem is the ancestor of Abraham. And Rav Shimshon Yuval Hirsch explains that Yefes's beauty, Yefes was given the gifts of art and music and literature and sculpture and beauty. And that beauty is a good thing when it is subordinated to the teachings of Shem, Emunah in Hashem. But when you separate it from Ohalei Shem, then it becomes an ugly thing. The Maral of Prague, you may have heard this, the Maral of Prague actually says, it's very interesting, Yavan, if you reverse the letters, spells Noi. Yavan is Yud, Vav, Nun. Yeah, Noi means beauty. Now, Yavan as a word comes from a Hebrew shoresh that means oppressive and destructive. So Yavan is taking beauty and making it a destructive force in the world to replace Hashem. But you can take that same beauty and you can use it to serve Hashem. So Rav Hirsch says, the key of the Yavdel Ekin Liyefes V'Yishkan V'Yalei Shem is Yefes's beauty will be beautiful when it's employed in the service of God. But when it's taken to rebel against God, then it becomes Yavan, destruction, rather than Noi, right? So Yavan, Noi, the same thing.
What's the word that
we're
going to recognize?
Yeah, the Shoresh, Yud, Vav, Nun. Yavan comes from the word being oppressed. For example, I'll give you an example where this is used. If you oppress somebody or make fun of somebody, that is called Ona'as Devarim. Ona'a is the same shorish as Yudvavna. It's a different form. Same thing if I cheat you in business, I overcharge you. That is called Ona'a. Okay? Or it says by a ger, do not make fun of a ger. The ger lo so net. So Yavan is related to a word that refers to oppressing people, destroying people. And if you do it the right way, it becomes beautiful. You do it the wrong way, it becomes destructive and oppressive. Okay? Now, but you have to know that the Hashmonaim were not a majority of the Jewish people. They were a small group of people led by Matisyahu and his sons. And then they gathered other people around them. But this was a minority. And most of the Jewish people thought that the Hashmonaim were crazy. They were warmongers. And they were fanatics. Ultra-Orthodox Haredim. And why don't they stop throwing their stones and their weapons and just become like everybody else? So not only were the Hashmonaim hated by the Yavanim, but the Hashmonaim were hated even by many of their fellow Jews. By the way, a little point, a little historical. What is the word Hashmonaim and what is the word Makabin? And you know, what are these different? Yes, yeah, so there's a machlokas. Now, Hashmonaim was the name of the family of Matisyahu, was a Kohen Gadol. And what does it mean? Because they didn't have last names in those days. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have last name. But probably there are two origins for it. There was a town in Eretz Yisrael called Hashmona. And the origin of the family may have been from that town. Although Matisyahu lived in Modi'in, but the origin of the family may have been Hashmona. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation is that in Tehillim, which is much earlier than this Hanukkah story, there's a word Chashmanim, not Chashmonaim, Chashmanim. And Chashmanim means nobility. So some want to say Chashmonaim is just a corruption of Chashmanim, and it refers to the fact that this was a noble, respected family of tzaddikim. Right, so Chashmonaim is only applied to this particular family. So the whole army would not be the Chashmonaim. It would just be Matisyahu, who died very early. Matisyahu was very old. And now, Makabim is different. Makabim, there are two interpretations. And it depends how you spell it. How do you spell Makabim? Do you spell it Mem Chaf Beis Yud or Mem Chuf? It's a machlokas, huh? There are two pshatim. Some say Maccabi was an abbreviation that they put on their banner, and it stood for Mi Chamocha Bo'elim Hashem, who is as powerful as you, Hashem, taken from the Shira of Oz Yashir. And if it's that spelling, it would be with a chav. But there's another pshat, that Maccabi means hammer-like, from the word makevet. And makevet is a biblical term that is actually spelt with a kuf. So according to some, they were called the Maccabees because they were as powerful, Hashem gave them power, like a hammer. So there's a makevet. Now you might ask, well, what does the original source say? Let me tell you a time. The original story of Hanukkah is actually written in a book that is called Sefer HaMakabim. But the problem is, we don't have the Hebrew version of the book. We have a Greek.